Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Lamed Hey, Nida 35. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing two categories. One category is called a Balkari, this is a man who emits seed from his body, and the other category is called a Zav. A Zav is a man who has a continual flow from his member. So one is a person has male seed, and the other is that there's a liquid or a coming out of his member, but it's not the same as the male seed. And the Rambam writes that in Hilchos Mechusari Kapara chapter 2, Halacha Aleph, that the Zov that is mentioned in the Torah is the Zav. This category called the Zav is Shechva Zera, which is male seed, which comes from an illness. And that's as a result, that's how it comes. And our Gemara discusses this on our Daf Yomi, and then we'll go into a little bit more of the distinctions. It comes along Rav Huna on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Rav Huna says, Zov Dome Lamei Batzek Shel Sa'orim, that the Zov is somebody who, and with this liquid that comes out of the male member, that's similar to the water that comes out of the dough of barley. And there are a few differences, says our Gemara, between the zov, the liquid that comes out, and the shechva zera, the carry, the male seed. The zov bami besar hames, that when the flow comes out of the zov flow, that comes out when the male member is limp, that it is not in its, it's not in a form of that is aroused by desire or pleasure. However, shechva zera bami basar achai. The male seed comes from when the member is aroused. Zov deha, the zov is also runny. It is thin and it's always running, and its drops are not connected to each other. However, vidome loban beit amuzeris, its color is similar to the white of an egg that's not capable of being fertilized. An unfertile egg that cannot be fertilized. Whereas the shechva zera, says Rav Huna, the male seed is kishura, it's all connected to each other. Vidome loban beit she'eina muzeris. And it's similar to the white of an egg that's not spoiled, and so that is capable of hatching into a chick. So that's what our Gemara says is the distinction between the Balkari and the seed and the Zov. And as we were saying, the Rambam talks about the differences. The Rambam says that the Zov is something that comes from an illness. Today, some people associate it with the STDs. A person has this as a fluid as that comes as a result of a sexually transmitted disease that would be maybe perhaps similar to the flow of the Zav. And the carry is the male seed that is issued. And so as the Rambam says, the Zav does not come, quoting our Gemara, it doesn't come from arousal and it doesn't come for pleasure. It's just this thing that comes out as a result of illness. But the male seed is different. And what are the laws of the Zav and the Balkari? So the law of the Zav is that somebody who sees this flow coming out of their body as a result of the illness, if they see it once, then if they just see this flow one day, then they are like the Balkari. If they see it one time, they're like the same law as the person who emits the seed. And it says in the Torah about such a person in Leviticus 15, verse 16, this man, Shehu Tamei, that he is going to be Tamei for that entire day until the evening. And in the evening, he immerses and then he becomes purified. If a person sees this Zav-like flow twice, then we consider him to be a Zav, and he needs to count 7 clean days. And after these 7 clean days that he counts, he has to immerse himself in Mayim Chaim, in the spring water, in the running water. And this is, he has to immerse himself in the Mayim Chaim, in the spring water. It's not enough to be in the rainwater, it has to be in the spring water. And this is clear in the verse that he's going to be Tamei all the days that he has this flow. That's from Leviticus 15, verses 1 through 15. And when the Ziva stops, he counts for 7 days, and they have to be 7 queen days, just like the female Zava. And at the end of these 7 queen days, he is going to immerse in the mikvah on the 7th day. And again, in its special mikvah, Mayim Chayim, it has to be in the spring water, and it cannot be in the underground spring water, and it cannot be in the Megishamim. Then if he sees 3 rios, then we say that if he sees it 3 times, he's going to be considered a zav gamor, a complete zav, and he has to bring a karban. And we know that there's no difference between a zav who sees twice and the zav who sees 3 times, except for the karban. So that is the law of a zav. Another law is if the zav saw a flow within the middle of the 7 queen days, even if it's on the 7th day, we say the din of stira, that he loses everything and he has to count the 7 queen days again. So that's the law of the zav. On the other end, the shichva zera, the male who has the seed itself is considered to be an avatuma, a primary principle of tuma, and it makes anybody who touches it or carries it to be tamei. Whether the person touches it or whether he emits the seed, in either case, he's going to be tameh for that. For the first day, he's tameh from the Torah. And then he goes to the mikvah, and then he's okay at night. Whereas the flow of the zav is going to be considered also from an ava tuma, and it just like a zav itself, it says zovo tamehu. And therefore, the flow of the zav is going to make something tameh by touching it, by carrying it with any amount.